This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to wake up, DCM DVA. We are the Junkies. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. I am Cakes. You can join me on Twitter at MoneyMetalCakes. Eric Bickle is with us.
Morning, buddy. How are you?
What is up?
Archie.
He's at EB Junkies. There's Jason Bishop.
Yep.
Got a three-man show today. JP is still out. We have Matt Cahill, a.k.a. Drab T-shirt, and Cody Betts behind the glass today.
Right. The new dream team.
That is the new dream team. Yes, it is.
There they are.
It's a power pairing.
What was the beating that I took on the 2 days I was gone? Because I was getting tweets about it, and I just, you know, I never bothered to respond. But what was the beating
getting? It was the bricks.
Oh, the brick.
Yeah. Make it a brick. I mean.
You thought Jalen Suggs bricked that shot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a more of a heave. So, you know, at the end, you don't really count that. But the one before, it was when Yahoo was stroking Luka for, you know, he bricked one off the backboard. That's what we used to say growing up. You know, you bricked it off the backboard.
Yeah.
You go in.
I think you were the only one in PG County who said a brick was a make.
No, obviously a brick is a miss, but when you're being sarcastic, you know, you'd say, "Oh, you actually brick that." You know what I mean?
So we were under the impression that you were saying that bricks could be makes.
Well, they could in the sense when you're just mocking someone, it's like a sheepish make, right?
So I get you. I understand.
Yeah,
but you, I mean, like, but you know,
a brick is a horrible shot.
A brick is a miss. It's a miss.
Yes. When you throw off a brick off the backboard. You know, you're being facetious, you know, like, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Got you. So you were just kind of kidding when you said it, but you knew that bricks meant misses.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Well,
of course.
That's why you were getting killed. That's why you were getting killed, because whatever you tweeted, everyone took it another way.
Yeah, and people are just stupid.
We took calls on it. And just,
oh, my God.
It mushroom clouded.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a brick is a miss, but, like, you could see by Luca's reaction – that he sheepishly, like, you know, when you brick one off the backboard, you don't call glass, which no one does. You know, it's just, like, facetious almost. We would just say, hey, you actually bricked that one, but it went in. But whatever. People don't understand the subtlety. It's fine.
It's fine. It's over with.
Yeah. It's over with. What else? That was the only thing?
No, I think we discussed what you were wearing at Augusta.
Oh, I have a picture right here I'm looking at.
I thought he told us what he wore.
No, this is while he was gone. Like, we wanted him to, like, tweet out his outfit.
Oh, I got you.
Here, I'm going to put it right here in the hangout. You guys can see. I, for the life of me, think I'm so handsome. And then I look at pictures. I mean, it's just unbelievable, Cakes. It's unbelievable. Here you go.
So, like, looking in, like, a funhouse mirror?
Well, actually, this is the better of the two, because I took a picture earlier in the day, and it was so dreadful. I had my shirt untucked, and I just looked like... look like a homeless person.
You did the untuck it bit.
I did the untuck it. So here you go. So then I said, here, take a picture. I got it. You know, it's my one time of being in Augusta. Let me try to have a better picture. And so I did a lurch where I put my hands behind my back.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it. And, right? Like, I don't know. Describe that, Drabby. It's hard.
Here's my first word that comes to mind. Weird. weird body language. Like, you're
I'm not comfortable.
I don't understand. Like, I know it's weird, like, where...
I didn't know where to put my hands.
Where you put your arms and hands.
Where did I put my hands?
I think almost anywhere except where they are in this picture would have been better.
Eric,
you know what
like
I mean?
I have no arms. Because yeah. Here's the thing. I never take a picture by myself. Right?
I'm always weird,
if I take a picture with somebody, I put my arm around their shoulders. That's just, I'm a hugger. Right? So if you take a picture, I'm going to put my arm around your shoulders.
It is kind of weird to be in a picture just by yourself.
I'm not like a girl.
That
where
is kind of bizarre.
Pose and stick my butt out and put my hand on my hip, pop the hip. You know what I mean? I'm a guy.
Wait. You always give us tips on how to pose.
Who?
When we have like comedians in here, you say, hey, put your shoulders back, puff your chest out a little bit.
I say to who?
You tell us that.
When we're together.
Yeah, when we're taking
but I don't ever take a picture by myself. I just don't know what to do. You know?
It's very rare to see. I think most guys do not take a lot of pics solo.
Yeah,
but like, girls do it all the time. Like, all the time. At least my kids do. They do it all the time. Go ahead, evaluate the picture, Drabby. I'll take the beat.
Why, guys? I mean, I'm going to be thinking about this photo all day. It looks like a green screen in the background.
It almost does.
Yeah.
And whatever's in your left front pocket is really big and bulky.
Well, remember, they don't let you bring anything in, so I had 100 things in there.
Okay.
I had camera batteries, which I went through 3 of.
Right.
I had, what else did I have?
Probably had your wallet.
My wallet's in my back pocket. Yeah. I mean, I just had a million things.
You look like you're about to get on the bus for school.
Yeah, you look like a socially awkward third grader who doesn't like...
Really? By having my arms behind my back?
Behave in public.
It's like your parents forced you to take the picture.
No, I actually wanted it, but I was so upset with the earlier picture where I had my shirt was untucked and I just looked awful.
So this is the better picture?
This is the best one.
Let us see the other one. If this is the good one, let us see the other one.
This is the good one.
That is hilarious.
Dude, I can't. I don't even want to send you the other one. Man. I don't even want to.
Nah, don't worry about it. It looks fine.
I know Lurch doesn't care, but I just don't know how to. I don't know how to take a picture.
I mean, it must have been chilly. Your right nip is popping.
Both nipples are.
What kind of shirt is that?
Well, the right one's more pronounced.
It's a silly FootJoy. It's a really nice shirt, actually. But like I told you, the day starts at it's 46 degrees. Right? When you get up, it's 7, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And then by the time you take that picture, it's 80.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you don't know what to wear.
This is really like going over it with a fine-tooth comb. But
go ahead. Give it to me, Cake.
Are the buttons on the shirt, are they slightly off-center? Or is
it's
that
just
like...
me being a sort of a pig.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just asking.
Because I'm also wearing the shirt over another shirt, so I probably can't even feel
shirt.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's probably tucked to the side because when I tucked it in, you know what I mean?
What happens when you take your own photos or take solo photos at Augusta. You just get criticized for 45 minutes.
Well, I took one with Tom and I, and it was so bad. I'll try to find it during the break.
We need to see that one
It
now.
Can never be in public, though.
What about this one? Can this one be in public? We've talked about it.
Probably not. I mean, this is the better of the two. Maybe after when you look at the other one.
Okay.
I mean, this. You want to know how to ruin an Augusta picture? Put me in it.
I do give you points for putting your pass down by your waist instead of like slinging it around your neck. So that's good. I'll give you points for that.
Right. That's about the only thing I did.
How many people had it around their neck? Most.
I think that's the rookie move is throwing it around your neck, Jason.
Well, you had to have it in your hand. There's very you know, specific instructions. You have to have it in your hand as you enter to show them, and then they tell you to put it, you know, you put it wherever you want after that.
Were there pigs all over that course?
What do you mean pigs?
Well, it's just like
ugly.
No, not just like sloppy people who just like at a very nice golf
course.
When
you say pigs, I immediately think of ugly people.
I know what you mean.
No. They're actually very put together people. A lot of, you know, you assume a lot of wealthy people you'll see there. I didn't see a lot of pigs, to be honest with you. No, I mean, I probably was the piggiest. Do you know what I mean? I probably oinked the most.
I would have begged Tom to be in the picture with me. So you would have had somewhere to put your arms.
Trust me, he didn't look that much better in the pic. He didn't know how to take a pic either.
I'm not saying he looks great in a pic. I'm not saying he's Brad Pitt. But I'm saying it would have helped. The
Tom
aesthetics
doesn't
of the
like
pic.
To smile. Tom's like Lurch. He doesn't like to smile in pics.
Right.
So he a lot of times he won't show his teeth. He just goes. And I always think if you smile without your teeth, it's a hurting look.
If you go like
just
this,
think
it's not great.
It just looks fake.
Yeah.
It's a fake
not,
pic.
It's not a good look.
Yeah, it's a fakey.
Yeah.
It's a fakey.
I like to show a lot of teeth.
I think Drab is going to make this the new background on his phone. This picture.
Yeah. I'm hitting. You know, I'm hitting save as desktop wallpaper right now.
Wait, what?
I'm making this my desktop wallpaper.
What? No, you're not.
I don't know.
I am.
No, it's stupid.
If I had my hard drive right here, I have a portable hard drive. I could pull up the other pic.
I mean, another observation.
Go ahead, Kix.
Your arms are so far behind your back; it looks like you're about to get handcuffed. In the pic.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I was standing there and I go, where do I put my hands? I don't know where to put my hands.
Yeah.
You know, and I had my diaper in my hand. I had my face diaper. So I definitely that's one thing I think that's stuffed in my pocket.
Your face diaper?
Yeah,
his
mask.
His mask.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Yeah, that's how because I'm so angry about it. So I didn't want the mask in the pic, obviously.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. I don't want to memorialize the diaper.
How many people were wearing masks around the course?
Oh, you. Here's
did they mandate it? They did.
They didn't really enforce it. So like nobody gave you a hard time. If you know, you're freaking outside.
If you're walking by yourself or with one.
I mean,
other
I'm
person.
A rule follower. So if it's the rule, I will follow the rule. I mean, I might think it's silly, but I wore the thing.
Right.
But a lot of people, if you're drinking, you know, they're obviously not going to give you a hard time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know, people that had it kind of around their chin or whatever, nobody gave you a hard time. But God forbid, I did lay down. At one point, because, I mean, we're exhausted. 8 hours on my feet. And at one point, we found a little grassy knoll where people were also hiding from the sun.
Uh-huh.
Right? Between, I don't know where the hell it was. I think it was maybe somewhere on the front side. And my back hurt so much, I just laid down on my side. And security guard told me you can't lay down.
Right.
We're on the grass. We're not even on the course.
This is not Enterprise.
That list of rules at the Masters is long.
They're no joke. I was like, dude, I'm just stretching my back. I've been on my feet for 8 hours.
I'm sure he cared. Yeah. I'm sure he cared about your plight.
He was actually very nice about it. He goes, I get you. He goes, but, you know, if you at least, like, put your arm up or something. Like, they just don't want you, like, sleeping.
You should have lied to him and said you're having a back problem. Your back bothering you.
I did. But I wasn't lying. I said, back is bothering me. I said, my back's bothering me, bro. I'm just trying to stretch out.
No, you should have said, I just had back surgery.
I know. But anyway. Another
step. Yeah, I just had back surgery 2 weeks ago. I'm just. My doctor said I shouldn't be on my feet more than an hour at a time.
Yeah. So anyway, that was Augusta, who, and one of the guys who I followed, I think is tied for third right now, right? Zalatoris. He's mm-hmm. right up there in the top five for sure, right? Yeah. Only 12 guys broke par.
Only just 12 out of 88.
Had like a 10-hole stretch or whatever. We went absolutely bananas. So he's got a nice 4-stroke lead.
That kid's going to be rookie of the year on the PGA Tour.
Zalatoris, yeah. I mean, think about it.
He's only missed one cut.
He's in the top 50 already. And he was on the Corn Ferry Tour playing my buddy's course last year.
Yep. He was the best player on the Corn Ferry. Yep. He's a stud. He'll win a major at some point.
Yeah, he's got all the ingredients. So I thought yesterday was awesome. I had it on in the background the whole day. Couldn't concentrate, though, because Jason and I had this DeMatha thing that we had to do,
uh-huh.
which, you know, was kind of tilting me. It was just something. I don't like working an 8-hour day, Cakes. I don't know about you.
No, it doesn't
really jibe with you.
Yeah. I worked an 8-hour day yesterday.
I like working a 4-hour day. With commercials, it's like a 3:10 day.
We had to record an interview. Jason and I had to do a Zoom session, which ultimately I thought went really, really well.
It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
saw
nice.
Saw some guys from DeMatha we haven't seen in a long time.
Long time.
And that was cool.
And people were very nice to us. So We did enjoy it, mm-hmm. but it was a long-ass day yesterday. And so I couldn't, like, lock in on every shot the way I'd like to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't do it today either because you got something else you got to do at 1 o'clock.
What do I have to do today at 1?
We got the Facebook live thing today.
Oh, my God. I forgot all about that.
Oh, yeah. 1 o'clock.
We're I got to leave at 3:30, too. I got something I got to do at 3:30.
Hey, well, we're only going to do it for an hour.
Welcome to that 8-hour day again, Mr. Bickle. There you have it.
Oh, okay.
So we will be doing a happy hour Facebook Live watching the Masters. We'll give you some details on that throughout the show. We hope you can join us. When we come back, we'll do the Junkie Sports page. We'll talk more Masters, the Caps lose last night, and more. Junkie Sports page coming up next right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Put this reminder on your phones, everybody. You can join the Junks on Facebook Live today at 1 p.m. for a Masters watch party presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. So we will watch part of round two of the Masters today with you on Facebook Live.
All right, so explain that again. So it'll just be us on the Zoom meeting, and then other people will just chime in, or will everyone be on the Zoom meeting?
No.
Not the Zoom meeting, the Facebook Live page. How's that work?
Oh, it's just the Junks.
So it's just us talking.
Yeah, you guys watching the Masters, doing your own little commentary.
Okay, so we're not actually talking to the listeners.
Well, we could be reading their comments.
Yeah, they drop comments in.
Oh,
Cakes,
I got you.
Go back and forth.
So it'll just be Cakes, Bick, and I?
For now,
Are you going to be on?
What about Drabby? Why don't you come in, Drabby?
I would be, but I have an appointment.
He's got stuff to do.
He's a busy man, that Drab T-shirt.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
He's got an ED appointment. Figure out what's going on down
there. That's
you, Ricky.
Gotcha. Anyway, all right, so 1 o'clock today.
Yes. We'll see you fellows there.
For 20 minutes, right? 20 minute Facebook Live?
I think it's about an hour, roughly.
Oh, it's an hour.
Just relax and watch some golf, Rick.
Yeah, you're watching golf anyway.
The problem is people are going to be pissed because it's kind of boring.
Well,
if you don't bring any shtick, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I'm not going to have any shtick. I'm just going to be watching my guys and making wagers.
Should have your finest shtick prepared.
Can you go through our guys and kind of give us a lay of where we all stand?
Oh, you mean in our draft?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see.
I think that would be helpful.
I can tell you I'm doing better than Anna.
Sports page is brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA certified HubZone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
All right. I'm just trying to look. Did anybody take? All right. So Cakes has the best shot right now. I mean, it's after round
one.
Did
he take?
He took Spieth.
Okay.
Spieth and Fitzpatrick.
At, like around one under or something? Or?
Spieth at one under. So he's T8.
Right.
So he's got the highest guy amongst the 12 players. Yeah.
I mean, it played so tough yesterday. Guys were shooting one over and feeling really good about themselves.
12 guys under par. 12 out of 88 under par.
Yeah.
Hey, my grasper, Harmon, he's tied T2 right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's big in it. That's big in a
FanDuel.
He's
running away with it right now, Jason.
Big in a FanDuel GPP. No, this is in a
No, he doesn't have Harmon.
I don't have Harmon in the pool.
He's got Spieth and Fitz.
I've got him in a big tournament, though, online.
Right.
So if he stays, in the top 10, that's big because nobody owns him.
Well, look,
nobody's got him.
Rose was just on fire. He was just in a zone on the back nine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he birdied 7 out of 9 holes. I mean, that course was playing so hard for him to birdie 7 out of 9, and he had an eagle. He was just in his zone. I mean, there's no way he can play that well today. Just no way. I bet you he shoots 74 today. But he was just on fire, and he's ranked 41st in the world. That's his lowest world ranking in 10 years. The last time he played a full tournament was late February. He's had back problems. I mean, he's barely played this year. He was 100-1 shot to win.
Yeah.
He was just off everyone's radar. But he's played well at this tournament. He's played well at the Masters.
He's led more rounds than anybody else that hasn't won the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, he's finished second twice. He lost to Sergio in that playoff a few years ago.
Right.
And, but in the history of the Masters, of the last 50 Masters, I think 11 guys have had multi-stroke leads after the first round, and only one guy has won, and that was Spieth in 2015. So he played great yesterday, but, man, there's such a long way to go. And there's going to be other guys making a move.
What's the weather report for Augusta today? I know nothing makes you hornier than giving weather for a major golf tournament, Jason.
I'd have to pull it up. They called for thunderstorms tomorrow. I'm not sure about today.
What I heard early in the week was that it was only one day where it might be a little dicey.
I don't think that's tomorrow.
Yeah, and so I will say this: early on in the tournament, it was a little windy. And when I was there wasn't a hint of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like it was a little colder, a little breezier. That may have subsided as the day wore on. The guys were saying that the course was playing incredibly hard and fast, right?
Oh, yeah. You could see that. Yeah.
And so guys that were playing it sort of in November for the first time were playing kind of a different golf course than what they were facing yesterday.
That's why you saw DJ set the record at 20 under. I mean, it was just a much different place.
Here's your detailed weather report for today.
Okay.
Cloudy this morning, followed by isolated T-storms this afternoon, high around 80. Winds south-southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 30%.
Right.
All right, but what about tomorrow? I think the chance goes up.
Tomorrow, PM thunderstorms, high of 83 degrees. And then Sunday, high of 80. AM clouds, PM sun.
All right,
chance of rain, 25%.
It's the largest first round lead at any major since the end of World War II. That's how well Rose played.
That's crazy. Right. That's a crazy stat.
A four shot lead is the largest first round lead
at any major since the end of World War II.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That shows you how. What did he do? What was the stretch there? What did he go? It was like 8 or 9 under at one point through 10
holes,
birdied, or whatever the heck he was.
Well, he eagled 8. Okay, that's the par 5. Eagled 8, and then he had birdies on 9, 10, 12, 13, 15, 16, and 17. I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, guys were 3 and 4 putting some of those holes.
Yeah, Sergio said it felt like he just came out of the ring with Evander Holyfield.
Right. I wonder who had that quote. I saw that quote.
Yeah, he goes, "I need to go home and rest."
So if you took Justin Rose to be the first round leader, you cashed in a nice bet. because the odds on him had to be long.
All right, I found the pick. Okay, I'm going to throw it in here. Okay, oh, now here's the parameters of this. You're not allowed to share it. You're not allowed to make it your screensaver. Okay, you can.
This
glance
is the pick
at
of
it.
You at the Masters.
It is hysterically bad. Okay,
I can't wait for this.
It makes that other picture looks like it's a Van Gogh or whatever compared to this. All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is the pick. I said, oh, let's take a pic here. Oh my God! All right, it won't. It says the image is too large, so I got to make it smaller.
The image is too obscene to post.
Why would it say that? So I got to make it smaller. God, that sucks so bad. All right, hold on.
If anything, we should make it bigger so we can just Joan and grill it more.
Did you post this particular picture on your social?
Oh no, I will never post this picture. No, no one is allowed to in the history of the civilization. And in fact. Drabby is not allowed to put this as a screensaver on his phone.
I mean, we're glad you didn't, but why didn't you instantly delete it? Was it so bad you felt like people
For one, I was using these Sony cameras, right? That Sony loaned me, mm-hmm. and they literally are machine guns. So you press the button for a half second, Cakes.
Yeah.
And you are ripping off 11 shots. Okay. All right? It's unbelievable. And so I have 11 of these in my, you know, sort of file of pictures when I go through, and they're all brutal. They're all capturing the same, like, 2-second moment in time where I destroyed Augusta.
A terrible 2-second moment, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Rose destroyed Augusta.
One in a good way, one in not so good.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Carry on. I'll put it at the end of the segment because I guess I have to somehow find a way to make it smaller.
Carry on, fellas.
Jason, so what happened to Bryson yesterday? Why is he struggling so much?
Because if he's just hit or miss, and, I mean, if he's going to try and hit the ball 400 yards, there's a chance he's going to hit it in the woods, and that's what he was doing yesterday.
He was all over the court.
Oh, the ball was going all over the place. It was so frustrating, too. He was just bitter.
That 4.5-degree driver.
He hits the ball so far with his wedges. So let's just say you had 115, 120 in, right, to a hole. Or 100. Yeah. Let's just say it's 150 because he hits his wedges easy, 150. But let's just say it's 120. Well, he was hitting the ball 140. So he was over every green. He was in the back of the green or off the green on a lot of the holes, and he couldn't figure out his numbers.
Which is so strange because, as I mentioned, maybe that's why he was doing it during the week. But on Monday, he's walking around with his little TrackMan thing, his launch monitor, on the practice round. Every shot, he was laying down his launch monitor to check all his numbers.
Right.
So maybe it's like kind of a theme there where he has been tweaking so much that he has no idea where the ball is going.
Yeah.
It is kind of crazy think about it, Jason. Hold on. Mm-hmm. It is kind of crazy that when, for the Masters, right, a tournament that you're desperate to win, because I don't care what anybody says, they're all desperate to win the Masters, that you would all of a sudden just bring out a brand new club with an extreme situation, like a four, like, you know, you didn't play three tournaments before it. You're going to bring it out for the Masters.
I don't get why he was changing his driver.
Right.
For this. This is the first time he's used this driver.
Yeah. That's my point. Yeah.
Seems like a weird time to tinker.
I mean, why is he doing that?
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, just use the same driver that you use at the U.S. Open. Just why are you changing your driver and using it for the first time at the Masters? I don't get it.
Exactly.
And then he was on the range after the after his round, and Brandel Chamblee was goofing on. He was just saying he's going to be there until, you know, the sunrise. Because, you know, if he doesn't play well, he just sits on the range and just tries to figure out what he was doing wrong. And he sits there for hours.
Yeah.
So he was just saying he's going to be there until sunrise. So he was probably at the range for a couple hours after his round and trying to figure it out.
Well, it's not a joke. Have you seen some of these times where he will be, they'll be doing live from wherever. Mm-hmm. And he's the last one there under the lights.
It's getting dark, right.
No, it is dark.
Yeah, right. He's on
the lights. Can't even see, but he's just ripping swings.
I know.
Hey, you know what that got him? The same score as Ian Woosnam. Okay? That's right. What that got him.
Maybe for whatever
dark.
Maybe for whatever reason, Cakes, Augusta just doesn't suit him.
That could
it might
be.
Not
is that
be.
Possible?
He's never finished better than 26th.
He's a horse for a different course.
Now, he's only played there four times, but it's I think 26 is his best finish.
Uh-huh.
You know. Spieth was really good yesterday, except for on 9. He just made a boneheaded decision. Hit the ball in the trees, and he tries to squeeze his ball through a peephole to try and get out. Of course, he hits a tree about 20 yards up, and it ricochets behind him. He ended up tripling that. But he shot one under. Take that triple away. You know, he should have been at 3 or 4 under.
Yeah, he played great. And that moment was just shows you how hard golf is. He's been playing great all day, and then he hits a terrible drive. Like, way off, right? Mm-hmm. He's in the heart of the trees.
Right.
And you got to understand, they do have trees lining these fairways. But to be so deep in the trees there, Fowler was saying 30 yards off, right?
Right.
And this is the best players in the world. In fact, as soon as he hit it, he went, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You know, like you couldn't believe it.
He goes,
it.
What am I doing? Yeah, that was funny.
And then he's talking to Greller as he's trying to figure out his things. And it's so hilarious. He goes, it's just a stock punch, mm-hmm. you know? And Jason Dright, there's about a 1 foot window there.
Oh, no, it's no shot.
And then he took a bit, he took way too big a swing. It's like he got way too aggressive with it. And he had a swing on the next shot.
He should have taken his medicine and just chipped out to the left to get a wide open, you know, space and just went in there and said, all right, let me just get up and down for a bogey. But he tried to squeeze it through there and he tripled it. Right. Now, in the last 24 years, I heard this last night on Golf Channel, I think only one time, but last 24 years, the leader in the winner of the Masters in the last 24 years has been in the top 8 after the first round. So I think only one time was he outside the top 8. So in the last, so just call it 23 out of the last 24 years, the winner has been in the top 8 after the first round. You do the math. You see all the players in the top 8 right now. So, I mean, you got big names like Matsuyama and Webb and Reed and Shane Lowry and Spieth. So
Brian Harman,
Rosie. I don't think Rose is going to win. There's no chance.
I think Rose definitely has a chance.
No way he can play this well the rest of the way.
No, he doesn't have to though. He just has to just play, you know, decent.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to play amazing.
Some of these other guys are going to post. You know, some of these other guys are going to put up good rounds.
For sure, but as long as he doesn't go backwards, like, you know, let's just say today he shoots 70,
mm-hmm.
you know, gets to 9. Now he's going to have the weekend, he's going to have the Friday night lead. If he could shoot 2 under par,
mm-hmm.
I believe he'll have the lead going into the third round, and then it's on.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the question is, you know.
Now, if he shoots 75.
50, yeah. It's the 19th time that Rose has had a first-round lead on the tour, and he's got 2 wins out of 19.
Right. Well, it is really hard. I think all of us know this, that if you play like a great round, you see this on tour all the time. A guy shoots 62 or something, mm-hmm. and then the next round, you know, 75. Like, there's just no correlation. There's no carryover.
Yeah.
You know, you feel totally different the next day. The circumstances are totally different.
Again, I just threw out that stat. He's the 11th player in the last 50 Masters tournaments to have a multi-stroke lead after the first round, and only one guy has won, and that's Spieth in 2015. So the odds are stacked to get him against him. He's a great player, no doubt, but he's got a lot of work to do.
We'll do more sports page when we come back. We'll touch on what the Caps did last night at Capital One Arena. Should also remind people we're just about an hour away from the Junkies Weekend Parlay. So we'll get our picks together, and hopefully we go 6-0 this weekend. And in the 9 o'clock hour at 9:20, Ryan Zimmerman from the Washington Nationals is going to join us. So don't go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up at 7 a.m., Kevin McCarthy will join us. He'll tell you what to watch entertainment-wise, whether it's in your house. You could even go out to the movies in some spots. He'll tell you what to watch this weekend coming up at 7. And again, Ryan Zimmerman coming on the show at 9:20 from your Washington Nationals.
And not just today. I assume it's going to be every Friday. I know it's once a week, right? So is it going to be every Friday, Drabby? Is that the bit? Or is it just once a week?
May not be Fridays. We're still working on the day, but definitely every week.
Yeah.
Definitely every
week. He's definitely weekly. We just don't know exactly what day, if it's going to be the same every single week.
It's going to be really cool. We're looking forward to that. All right. Let's bring out a few calls. So people want to chime in here on the Masters. In my opinion, the greatest week of the year. I know Jason loves the NCAA tournament. That's, you know, first rounds and that sort of thing. That's
But I'll put the Masters right up there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I'm with you.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas, line one. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show as always.
Hey,
hey
Joe.
I just wanted to say, yeah, no problem, boys. Yeah, so you see that Justin Rose is using the 2015 M1 driver? I think that's pretty kind of crazy. With the way the guy switched clubs and, you know, the newest, greatest, latest technology, I mean, it's kind of crazy that he's using the M1 from 2015. And also, Bish.
Yeah.
I feel Justin Rose has the pedigree to take this tournament down. Like EB said, like he's got a lead. I understand that he's had the lead before, but with a four-shot lead, he has the pedigree to seal the deal here for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has the pedigree. Winner.
I'm just saying, just based on stats over time, the odds say it's not going to happen. I'm not saying he can't win it, but it's rare to see a guy go out there on the first round and play that well and then continue to do it for the next three. I love Rose. I love Rosie. He's one of the nicest guys on tour. I like him. I'd love to see him win, but I just think that there's a lot of guys are going to play much better today.
By the way, Joe, how do you know that he's using a driver from 6 years ago? I mean, your golf nerdery is like off the charts.
They talked about it.
Man, that's crazy.
He went through some equipment changes, and then he fired his swing coach Sean Foley, and then he signed up with them again, and he went back to some older equipment. He did all kinds of stuff.
See, he went back to the old era.
You just re-raised Joe's knowledge about Justin Rose's equipment. You know, his swing coach, he was fired.
Well, they talked about it.
They talked about it. That's what they were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Remember, Tiger worked with Sean Foley there for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he had the back
problem.
Cool.
Then he had the back problem, and he hadn't played that much in the last 6 months. He just hadn't.
I'm like Justin Rose. That's the one thing we have in common. I think I'm using about a 7-year-old driver.
Okay. I thought you were going to say both have a bad back. You have that in common, too.
Oh, I got that for sure. All right, let's go to Scott in D.C., line two. Scott, what's up? By the way, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Scott, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Morning, boys.
What's up?
Hello, sir.
Playing golf yesterday before the round, or trying to get it in before all the major guys tee off yesterday, and I've got the speaker on, just listening to it in the background. And I'm sorry, I need to know when we're gonna stop talking about this douche Bryson DeChambeau because it irks me to no end to hear he could drive at 400. It doesn't matter if you drive at 400 yards when you're in the trees every time. I don't care about him gaining 700 pounds to play golf. I don't care about him hitting a 4.5-degree driver, and people are all over him. It needs to stop. No one cares that he can do all this.
I think he's intriguing, though. A lot of people are with you, though, and you know, Bryson DeChambeau, right? I mean, a lot of people feel that way. I agree. But I think he's intriguing. Remember that at the round when he's driving, what was that, the 6 green, whatever the hell it was? He went over the water.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. That's as entertaining as you're going to be in golf. There's nothing better than that. I agree with you.
There's a lot of things better than that.
I don't know, man. But I think that, you know, when you go to Augusta and you can't keep it in the fairway at all, and, you know, thank God that he's – it's not just like you can hit it wherever, bomb and gouge, and win in Augusta. It seems like you still have to – you have to keep it somewhere on the property to score well there. Yeah.
I agree with all that, but do you think – I mean, it's worth the level of everyone – all week. I mean, it's just nonstop, right?
I think it's over now. I think when he played so poorly, I think it's over.
Yeah, I mean, if he's out of it, well, look, if he misses the cut, they're not going to talk about him, obviously. But
well, take your parlay for this weekend and put it on him not making the cut.
Yeah, I mean,
might be a good play.
What did he finish? Did he finish four over?
Yeah, plus four.
Four over, yeah.
I mean, he could shoot a 68 today and be right there, you know, at least make the cut. But, yeah, it's going to be – I would bet against him. I think he doesn't feel that comfortable there.
Yeah, let's see how much different the course plays today. I'm not sure if they got rain overnight. We got some rain here overnight. I'm not sure if they got it down there. But maybe they water the greens a little bit, make it a little softer. Who knows? Mm-hmm. So the course might be playing a little bit easier today, and we'll see if someone can go pretty low. But, man, Rose was just unbelievable.
He's right, though. A lot of people, Bryson rubs you the wrong way, you know? Especially when you see him kind of like lashing out at people when things are going bad, you know, when you're watching on television. But I do find him intriguing. And I could tell you when he's on the driving range and he's doing that bit, you know, he's hitting 100 balls in 30 minutes or something at 200 miles an hour. It's fascinating. I mean, you saw the video. I mean, Vijay was just standing there laughing, right?
Yeah,
it's freaking entertaining.
Well, he couldn't imagine hitting balls like that, even in his physical prime.
Right.
Well, look, he hit 7 out of 14 fairways. He hit 9 out of 18 greens in rec. Rose hit like 15 or 16 greens.
Right.
So, I mean, just you look at the numbers, you hit half the fairways, you're going to be poop.
Well,
you can't do
that. I don't
think
people understand. 4.5-degree driver, so it's so hard to keep that thing straight when you have such little loft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, loft is the thing that we all want. We want loft. That makes it easier to hit it straight. And so, like, these long drive guys, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They have, like, 2, 3, 4 degrees or whatever
right.
on their drivers. You know, these guys that just go around and hit
they
it.
They swing 200 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, and they just have to keep it on the widest fairway ever. Tour guys don't hit drivers that low.
Can those long drive guys make a living being long drive ball champions?
Barely.
Yeah. Well,
they
I mean.
Scrape by.
Well, you make well, a little bit of prize money.
A lot of them get hired by people who are just
outings
running, you know, chase or charity tournaments.
Okay,
and they'll come out and just do a demonstration. I don't know. They make 3, 4, 5 grand for something like that.
Okay,
so they probably travel the country and do kind of shows. You know,
I don't know if it was. I did some event. Can't remember what the event was in the past year. We had one of the long drive guys. He's actually sort of retired, but they still hire him for this event. And he goes out there on whatever hole it was, and he just hits your tee shot for you. And he just bombs right.
That's kind of silly.
Yeah, he bombs it like 380. Right. And
that's where he comes in handy.
Yeah. And he wait until he rips one right down the fairway, cuts the corner, you know, and then that's kind of like your mulligan.
Right.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah, they do that all over the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guy we saw, he did that, but before he even did that, he turned the driver like upside down. And then... did he swing left-handed? He might have, and he hit that one 300 or whatever. I mean,
see, that would upset
insane.
Me. That to me, that's where he would just be taunted. Like that's borderline.
Well, yeah, he was taunting us.
He's taunting everybody.
Yeah, he was
saying,
taunting
look
us.
How silly I am, and look at your puny drive.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
trying
crazy
to think
to
if
see.
He did it right hand. Can you, Jason? Can you turn it? Can you turn the club sort of upside down like you do when you're lefty? I don't think.
With
yeah, I think
driver?
He hit it lefty.
Yeah, he probably hit lefty. Yeah,
I think he hit it lefty about 300 upside down.
What a jerk.
Insanity. What a dick. And then he teed it up normal right-handed and hit it about 360.
Yeah, well, that's what Bryson tries to do on every tee shot.
Right. Right. I mean, he's truly hired one of those long drive guys, the guy from Crofton, who grew up in Crofton, grew up playing at Crofton Country Club. That's the guy that he's been working with.
Ah. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that long-haired dude?
Yep.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
There's a small chance he might even be a Damatha guy. I don't think so, but I know he's a Crofton Country Club guy.
Gotcha. Yeah, forget his name.
Grew up there.
Yeah, but look, if Bryson goes out there today and hits seven or eight green or fairways, he's bye-bye. Yeah, he's going to be scrambling. He's got to do a better job. Who
knows? He'll be heading to the next city.
Yes.
The next tour stop, wherever that is.
Right. So so everything is different, right? So the guys, so Bryson and those guys, because they teed off, didn't they tee off a little later, like 1:50, 2 o'clock-ish, Jordan?
Yeah.
So those guys will be going off early, right?
10:30, yeah.
Yeah, and then so then our so we'll see a different group.
Speed goes off
tilting,
at 11.
By the way, the I don't know if you guys know a better app or something. Like when you want to watch it on your TV, I was trying to download the CBS app, you know, on my Roku, and then I had to sign up for free. I had to give them my credit card information for the free trial for like Paramount Network or something. I'm like,
Paramount
no, I'm
Plus.
Not doing,
right.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't want Paramount Plus. Right. I just want to watch the Masters on my friggin' TV. So I ended up having to bring my laptop over there and plugging it in with the HDMI. It's just a pain, you know, until 3 o'clock.
Well, can't you just go to masters.com and put it on your phone?
Yeah, but I want it on my big TV. Like, I could watch it on my computer, but I wanted to put it on my big TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just a pain that way. And then I have my computer hooked up, and then I don't have my damn computer at my ready, Cakes, when I need it.
How are those old codgers making it difficult to watch? They should have it on TV, because it's all oldsters that are watching.
They do it at 3 o'clock.
Think the oldsters know how to stream and use Roku? No chance. They know how to tune into the idiot box.
Right.
So put it on there as early as possible.
Yeah,
if somebody has an app that I don't have that makes it easier... I hate just taking my computer and having it plugged in to my TV.
I just put it right here on this monitor, right here, right above this computer. This computer and this computer.
Yeah, but you sit there for hours right there in that hurting chair?
Right here.
Oh,
until 3 o'clock.
I lay down on the couch.
I mean, I have live from on the TV out there, and then I have the Masters website here, and then I sit right here, and I go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Right.
Short attention span theater, right there in your office.
It's going to be nice today, though, right? So maybe I'll do the PenFed Live thing where we're watching them. Maybe I'll do it from the deck. Is it supposed to be nice today?
Temperature is supposed to drop a little bit in the 60s, but yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, well, that's perfect.
You can definitely sit on the deck.
All right, so we'll see you at 1 o'clock, Facebook Live. We're going to do a mini happy hour watching the Masters. We hope you can join us. Coming up at 7, Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. He's going to join us next here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.